Have you ever wondered if people quoting leadership aphorisms were giving good or bad advice? In this episode, we're going to talk about the 10 worst popular leadership quotes. Stick around.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So this is episode 5 of The Leadersmith. We're going to talk about the 10 worst popular leadership quotes. And what I'm looking at is a blog post written by Jesse Lynn Stoner on leadership. You can find it at thecpointcenter.com. She's the real deal. She has co-written books with Ken Blanchard, and I'm going to go through her blog post and look at some of these quotes. And I'm going to agree with some, disagree with a few others, but she's really perceptive in the way that many of these quotes are either written wrongly or they're mishandled. So the first one is, managers do things right and leaders do the right thing. That's by Warren Bennis. Now, Warren Bennis is like the grandfather of leadership studies. I mean, he was around for a long time. I think he passed on a few years ago. But he was like one of the first scholars really thinking about leadership full time. And I think he's onto something, but I think you can misunderstand it too. And what she said is kind of what I was thinking, and because I feel like I have to qualify it in class. Like, I'll say this and say, okay, but we need both. We need managing, we need trains to run on time, and we also need leaders to move us to that next level of change. And so she said this quote is a put down of managers, and it perpetuates the mindset that managers don't provide leadership. And that is possibly correct. I mean, that is what might happen here. So I appreciate her view of this. Second quote, lead me, follow me, or get out of my way, said George Patton. Now, I don't know about you. I wouldn't want to work for Patton in many regards, because I think he would use me for his own ends. But particularly with this quote, she says leadership is not about bulldozing. It requires engaging people and building understanding. Right. I mean, I want you to have my back and you'll get my heart. That's how leadership is supposed to work. So as she says, there's a nugget of truth in the statement, but telling people to move or get out of the way is not the way to mobilize them. It is if you have command and you can force them to do something because you outrank someone. But if you don't have command, then you get into a whole different problem. Now, Eisenhower talks about something similar, and this is the third quote. He says, the quote by Eisenhower here is, leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he wants to do it. And I've always had a weird reservation about this quote too. So she says this, leadership is not about manipulating people into doing what you want done. It's not about trying to get people to do what you want. It's not about you. Absolutely. That's the first thing that I tell my students in Fundamentals of Leadership. The very first introductory course that I teach on leadership at the graduate level is lesson number one, leadership is not about you. So she's spot on. But I've always had this weird reservation about this quote, because it's the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he wants to do it. Just kind of feels like you're a puppet master pulling the strings. I like Eisenhower. I think he didn't mean it that way. So I'm going to be a little kinder. I don't think Ike was a megalomaniac like Patton was. So I'm going to be a little kinder and just say, hey, let's not read into that. Okay, next one. This is by Fred Smith, number 4, leadership is getting people to work for you when they are not obligated. Now, that's really interesting. And I've said for years, if you want to, so we talked about Patton, right? Patton could force his people. He had military rank. So did Eisenhower. But I don't think Eisenhower was manipulating. But the point of this was that if you really want to know if you're leading someone or not, I mean, truly leading, influencing, lead them as volunteers. If it's within your organization and you cut their paycheck, that's not the same thing. Go to a volunteer organization and lead people in that context. And if you can lead there, you can lead people anywhere because they'll keep coming back. Okay, so the quote again was, leadership is getting people to work for you when they are not obligated. Yeah, I think there's something to that. Now, she says this, motivating people to do their work might be what management is about, but it's not what leadership is about. Leadership is about going somewhere. That's true, but it's also about motivating. That's part and parcel of what leadership is. I don't separate it this way that I think we see most differently of all the quotes. Okay, next, leadership is solving problems. The day soldiers stop bringing you their problems is the day that you have stopped leading them, said Colin Powell. Now, I know where she got that quote because I teach from this book in class. It's from It Worked for Me by Colin Powell. I don't think Powell is saying, I think she's kind of reading into this a bit when she says, when your primary focus is on solving problems that people bring to you, you keep them dependent on you. Everything in the book tells me that that is not what Powell wants, but if that is what happens, then she's right. Okay, so I think this is just misunderstanding what he means by it. What Colin Powell means by this is if they don't trust you enough to keep bringing you problems to help them solve, then something went wrong somewhere in that equation. They don't trust you. You're not leading. Okay, next. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. And that is catchy and rhymey, but as she said, and I heartily concur, there's not a lot there. It's like a cotton candy kind of statement. Now, I like John Maxwell. Like he's been writing about leadership for a long, long time, but there's not, okay, so the basic concept, the kernel of truth here is leaders know what direction they're going. Okay, I got that. But as she says, this is an example of a catchy slogan that lacks substance. I've got to agree with her. Okay, next one. First, get the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, and the right people in the right seats, and then figure out where to drive, said Jim Collins. Good to great. This is one of the most common phrases kicked around in organizations. And so I think, you know, we're onto something here. Okay. So there are several problems where she says the bus analogy is way off base. Buses have only one driver and everyone else is a passenger. Organizations don't need passengers. Yeah. Okay. And if that's how you're seeing this, fine. I see it as an analogy, and analogies are imperfect necessarily. They don't completely hold up. So yes, it's an analogy. No, we don't want to have just one driver and everybody else's followers. I mean, let's go back to Eisenhower. Eisenhower said, when we have one leader and 150 million followers in the country, we've lost our way, or something along those lines. So it's an imperfect analogy, but for what he's trying to say, I think it still holds up. Okay, keep your fears to yourself, but share your courage with others. This is Robert Louis Stevenson. And this one's kind of tricky, okay? She says the attitude that leaders should hide their concerns is erroneous. And, there's something to that. A leader needs to both bolster confidence, but he needs to not be fake. So I think about the movie U-571, I think it was, where Matthew McConaughey takes over the command of a sub after the captain is lost. And he's like, well, what do we do, sir? I don't know. And his chief petty officer comes in and rebukes him and says, you never do that. You have godlike power when you're on a boat, and you should always instill this confidence. Okay, but you know, you don't want to take that too far either, because if you try to pretend like you have all the answers, we all know that you don't have all the answers. So stop trying to pretend like you have all the answers. Okay, so there's a fine line between being confident in the direction that you're going and stiffening the spine of those around you, and on the other hand, faking it till you make it, and then we know that you're a fake, and then we're even worse off. So the quote again was, keep your fears to yourself, but share your courage with others. I don't know. I mean, it's just not a great quote. I mean, there's something right about it, but it, you don't want to take that too far and then make it all wrong, okay? She also says, research shows that when leaders share their feelings, it actually increases trust. That's right, that vulnerability increases trust. So what you really wanna do in this scenario is work with and listen to your people in order to work through whatever the problem is together to get where you're trying to go. Okay, next quote, my job is not to be easy on people, my job is to make them better, said Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was a tyrant. I would never want to work for Steve Jobs. This is the kind of quote that a bad boss takes and adopts because it, you know, gives him the right to be a bully. And we don't want to do that. So here's what she says. This might make sense if you're a parent, but tough love and leadership are a dangerous combination. That's right. It is. I mean, you've got to walk a really fine line there. She says the second part of this statement is true. It is your job to make them better. And so here's how I would split the difference with that. I would say, you know, be tough on the problem. Absolutely be tough on the problem, but be easy on the people, because your job as a leader is to grow people. It's not to be tough on them or to, you know, whip them into shape. No, you're trying to help them grow. Now, sometimes it might be a little harder and sometimes it might be a little softer, but if your focus is on growth, then you're not going to fall into this trap. She leaves with this postscript. Avoid the temptation to misuse this quote as an excuse for rude behavior. And I think that is what will happen if the wrong person adopts that kind of quote. Finally, in the simplest terms, a leader is one who knows where he wants to go and gets up and goes, said John Erickson. And I love her comment here. If you follow this advice, you should at least look over your shoulder every once in a while, right? Because if you do that, and you just go on your own way and don't worry, you're going to leave people behind. You need to keep constantly circling back and following and making sure and listening to and involving yourself with your people in order to make sure they're going where they need to go. Okay, so that is the top 10 worst popular leadership quotes. And again, this is the work of Jesse Lynn Stoner, and I'm just commenting on what I see here. I think some of the quotes are okay. Some of the quotes she kind of maybe is looking at a little askance, but some of them are terrible, and they just don't follow that bad advice. All right. Thank you for your time. If you like what you hear here, please think about subscribing, telling others if you find any value in what we're talking about in this program. We'll be talking about leadership and we'll be doing it daily. Thanks for your time. Oh, by the way, I forgot the quotation for contemplation. Now, this doesn't really have to do with leadership, but we're talking about the worst kind of popular leadership quotes. Here we go. It takes a big man to cry, but it takes a bigger man to laugh at that man.